Check out our new Design Biz Quiz. In minutes, you can find out where in your business you're blocked from success and get a personalized report to help you beat that block. Go to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com and take the quiz. I'm Terry Taylor, and this is the Interior Design Business Academy podcast. As an interior designer, you may be thinking, I love what I do, but I am so overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you, I've been there too. I spent many years learning from my own mistakes and developing proven strategies and systems to make interior design a profitable career while keeping it fun and creative. So now, I'm here to help you get paid what you're worth. If you're ready for some straight talk about how design business really works, and you're ready to break through old belief systems that are holding you back and shift into beliefs that support your goals and bring lasting success, you are in the right place. Hey, I want to share with you something I think is really amazing and really, really cool. And it's something that you do really, really well, but you don't actually know that you could apply it to this situation. Which is something that I think is pretty interesting. Because what I want to tell you is designing a business is exactly like designing a room. Now, you say, how could that be? Well, it's true. Let me explain this. So in our design process, think about this. You're standing in someone's living room talking about what this could be, and you are mentally rearranging that room 12 times while you're talking, right? You get the sofa in the right place and the rug squared up and the art down where it belongs and window treatments to finish the unbalance on one side and yada, yada, whatever else it is. But by the time you've talked to that client for a while, you have a pretty darn clear vision of what that room's going to be. And you've got this client agreeing with you, and that's exciting, right? That's going, let's do this, right? So our process says that we'll take that vision that we have in our head and we will commit it to paper, okay? In drawings, in elevations, in whatever it is, detail that we need to lay out in order to be clear about where we're going to the client, to our vendors, to our workers, whoever it is that's going to have to work on that. But that is our process. And from there, we take that drawing and we break it down into chunks. What do we need? What are all the pieces that go into this? Okay. And we get all of that into paper. And then we start getting those pieces lined up in the right order, in that we wouldn't ever order accessories before we ordered the upholstery. Or we wouldn't ever order cabinetry before we ordered appliances, right? You know, depending on which side of the job you're working on. So the whole sequence of these things makes a lot of sense, right? But once you get it in the right order, it's just a matter of doing each of those pieces in the right consistent order and chugging your way through it. You know, many people, you know, clients especially, why they hire us, is they think, how on earth can you keep all that in your head? How can you keep that straight? Well, it's our process. We have a really clear process. We know where we're going. We know what the end point is. And we've just reverse engineered it back out so that we have a starting point. We start with one, and then we do two, and then we do three, and we work our way down through it so that when we get to the end and when we install this room, or house, or floor, or whatever it is, kitchen, whatever it is we're doing, it is 98% of our vision. True? Yeah, it is. It is. There may be a few little things that fell out that didn't work quite the way we wanted it to, but it's fine. The bulk of it, the vision, is there. Okay? And it works every time, time after time after time. And I know that every one of you have done this process over and over again. It works for us. We're really good at it. We are able to go from a vision to manifesting the finished piece. Okay? And that's why people hire us, right? So what I want to tell you is you can design a business in the same structure, the same process that we use to design rooms. Okay. And it starts with having a clear vision of where you want to be. What is it that you want this business to look like? What do you want your life to look like? You know, it's not two separate things. You know, people used to tell you that, but the truth is from the coaching standpoint, from what we know, it's not two different things. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Okay. And your business is an integral part of your life. So what do you want this life slash business to look like? Because you can have whatever it is that you want. It's just a matter of having a very clear vision, breaking down the pieces, and then being consistent about working your way through all of those pieces and getting each one in place as you go. Now, you go, yeah, sure. But it's absolutely true. Because once you have a vision of what you want, what the first step would be is to create a vision board. Okay, we're all really, really visual people. So having a vision board is a really useful piece for us. Because once you do this vision board, you set it up somewhere in your office, you look at it every morning when you walk in, when you walk out, you're essentially imprinting it into your subconscious. This is where I'm going. And that vision board could have whatever you want on it. It could have exotic vacation places. It could have beautiful spaces that you want to design, boutique hotels or restaurants or big houses or, you know, whatever your fancy is. It could have the car you want to drive. It could have the architectural firms that you want to work with. It could have the magazine cover you want to be on. Any of that stuff. Okay. It's a visual collage of where you want to be. And I encourage you to do it. I mean, it's just takes a little bit of time, some foam core or rubber cement. And I used to go to the used bookstore and buy a bunch of magazines that would intrigue me and tear out pictures. But at any rate, I make vision boards. Absolutely. I have a whole stack of them that I've completed, you know, that I go back and look at and go, well, gosh, I did all that. I need to do a new one. Okay, so you could do that too, right? It's have this vision board. Have this clear vision of where you want to go, all right? And once we've got that in place, then I want you to think about what are the primary goals in it? What are the big pieces that need to happen in there in order to be living that life that you see on that board, okay? It could be something like, I'm wanting better clients. Okay. That's mostly what everybody wants, right? But in making a vision, I want better clients is pretty mushy. It's not clear. It's not really saying what's clear. And as in design, you know, you're super clear. I mean, we're scaling stuff to the inch to make sure everything's going to fit. We want to make sure that our goals are that precise and clear too. So instead of having a goal of, oh, I want to have better clients. Well, what makes a better client? Okay. Let's be definitive about that. Generally, they're people with plenty of income. So budget is not an issue. I would like them to make decisions quickly. That's one of my things. I don't want to mess around forever. Let's do this job. Very often those people who do that are in executive positions and they're used to making decisions. I want somebody who trusts what I do and is willing to step off the edge a little bit with me to do something really phenomenal. I want someone who will say, who is used to delegating things and hand it over to me and say, do this. I want jobs that where I'm part of a larger team. That's part of what I enjoy. What do you enjoy? What are the things that would make a good client? What makes an ideal client, ideal job? Getting really clear about that, right? And it may take a little bit of journaling to get focused on that, but you want to be very clear on, you know, what it is that you're after in terms of those clients. Another thing that people often say, and I'm just giving you some ideas here. I'm not saying these are the things you should choose, but I'm giving you some ideas about what designers often come up with when they're doing this exercise. And that is, I want to make more money. Okay, great. How much? Okay. Make more money means, well, more than I got, more than, you know, a penny more than I got, 100,000 more than I got. What do you really want? I mean, do you want a $200,000 paycheck every year and a regular paycheck paid on a regular paycheck every 2 weeks consistently into your checking account? Okay. Consistency and flow of money, that kind of thing. That is getting clear about what I want. Okay. Because once you've got that clarity in the goal, we can start figuring out how to get you there. Okay, that's what we do here at IDBA is take those goals, take that vision and take those goals and help you get them into the right order. Get them clarified, and then what are the things you need to do in order to get there? And what is the order to do it in? Okay, as in the same situation with accessories and upholstery, you don't want to do one thing before you do something else and then have to end up redoing it, right? Okay, so that's about getting all those pieces in the right order. So, what else? What else makes a great vision? Well, I talked to someone today who just said, I don't want to work so much. It's killing me. I don't have any time for my family. It feels like they get squeezed into little corners when I have a little time here and a little time there. That's not what I want. Not what anybody wants. That's not living life to the fullest. That's letting work taking over your life. And that's not fun at all. So what is it you want? Well, I want to work and finish every day by 5 o'clock or even by 4 o'clock. So I pick up the kids and catch a soccer game or a dance lesson or something like that. That is a clear piece of goal that could be achieved. I want 3 weeks of clean vacation every year. 3 weeks, untouched, no emails, no texts. My staff is just taking care of everything, and I can just go. I could take my family to Europe, or we could go to Mexico to the beach, or whatever. Whatever it is that fills your fancy, but clearly, what is it? Okay, so it's not something as mushy as I don't want to work so much, but this is the way I want to work. These are the hours I want to work. These are the people I want to work with. This is the kind of money I want to make. All right. When we get really clear about that stuff, we can actually produce it, because it's just a matter of reverse engineering that piece and say, what is it that you have to do to make that happen? Another one people say to me is, I don't have any systems. I need systems. Well, okay, to totally systematize your business takes quite a while. Actually, frankly, I will tell you that. I've been working on mine for a couple of years. I'm getting down to detail. I'm getting down to little teeny stuff, but it's taken a while. So a great goal in terms of putting systems in your business would say, by the end of the year, I want 3 major systems in place in my business, written down, explained, and we're using them time after time and refining them every time we do it. We do this system, we find a little glitch in it or a little fire happens, we go back and we say, okay, what can we do with this to prevent that? And we tweak it a little bit, okay? That's how you get that really clean system that actually runs your business behind you, along with a little bit of team to support it, okay? So here we're talking about converting a vision of a business down into the pieces and chunks that need to be done, where it's just the same sequence as doing a room. You know, in a room, we're going to break it out into backgrounds and foregrounds and accessories, essentially. And then once we get the background set up, it's upholstery and case goods, right? And then we have some fabrics that need to go in there. I mean, we literally work it down piece by piece until it all comes together. Your business is the same thing. Exactly. And there's absolutely no reason why you can't create exactly what you want, because after all, you do it all the time. You have an enormous advantage over everybody else. You know how to do this. You know how to manifest. Okay. So it's really an interesting process to look at each one of those goals and figure out what would have to happen in order for that to be true. What do I need to do? Okay. And we have to think about what are the steps that you would take in each of those goals to do that, right? Now, one of the things I want to remind you is that we're all impatient, okay? We want to manifest it instantly. I want it right now, right? And what often happens is we get into something like this and we look at this goal and we start breaking it out and we get all these steps and then we go, oh my gosh, I can't do that. There's too much. It's overwhelming. I can't do it. Okay, that's what the client says about their house, by the way, right? But what you know is that you start at the bottom and you do the first piece first, and then you do the next, and then you do the next, and then you do the next. And yeah, it does take a little while to get through it all. But as long as you're consistently doing those pieces, you get there. And it doesn't really matter how long it takes. So what I'm telling you is don't get a big list going and then blow yourself away because you can't get it done in a month. All right. This is something that you're going to work on over the course of the year. And sometimes people's goals are really big, and that's cool. That's really big. They're not in a year time frame. There may be a 5-year goal, okay, about where I want to be and how I want to see this and what magazine cover I want to be on. You can get there, right? But it means breaking it down into pieces that are doable in an hour or two a week, okay? Because you already have time crunch problems. We're not going to make it worse, right? But you'd have to put your owner's hat on and look at the business as a business in order to grow it. If you just work in the business like an employee, in other words, doing design jobs, and that's all you do, that's all you'll do forever. You'll be on the hamster wheel running nowhere, you know, in the exercise wheel forever. And that's not a nice thought. I mean, literally exhaustion will happen and you'll fall off and not want to do this anymore. So a little bit of caution here about get out of the, I have to have it right now, and realize this is a process that takes time. Just like a really great room does not happen overnight. It's a series of subtle layers that get layered on one after the other. And over a period of time, that room can become absolutely fabulous. You all know that. You all know about the time and the layering and all of those pieces, right? So you want to explore then all the steps it would take to get there, and then look at it from another direction. In order to achieve these goals, what boundaries do you need to set in order to do this? So this is a really important piece. I mean, this is key, right? Right? What boundaries need to be in place in order for you to achieve this? Now, in most cases, designers who are up to their ears and running frantically from place to place and doing nothing but putting out fires, you're not going to get out of that unless you choose to step out and put your owner hat on a little bit. But you have to realize that the solution to that is boundaries. You don't have to do everything, okay? There are things that you're doing. There are things that you're doing right now that keep you busy, 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 that really have absolutely nothing to do with making the job come out right, or creating more profit for your business, or keeping the client happy and you know, providing good customer service. It's a whole lot of things that you say yes to that you really shouldn't. Okay? So learning how to set boundaries around what you do is going to bring you much, much more closer to your goals. In other words, what you need to know is that 80% of your results are coming from 20% of your actions. So what we want to do is look at that 20% and figure out what it is, right? And do more of it, obviously. And the other 80% is like, how much of that doesn't need to be done, and how much of that could be done by somebody else? All right. Because the path to these big goals, the path to this fabulous business, the plenty of time off, plenty of money, magazine covers, all the yada yada that goes with it, it brings a whole lot of boundaries in order to put it together. So that's a really important piece to look at it. So as we think about making more money, for instance, what boundaries have to be in there? Well, you have to learn to say no to jobs from past clients that are money losers, not money gainers. It's about having a minimum. It's about bumping yourself up. It's about saying, no, I can't do this, but I could do that. Okay? People respect you more when you do that. Okay? People appreciate your time more when you're scarce, when you're not around all the time. Interestingly enough. So some of that kind of boundary setting needs to get in there in order to make more income, okay, and have it be steady and have that steady paycheck. When you think about vacation time and that sort of thing, that's about being able to have some system and team behind you so that things run without you, that people don't need to ask questions every day of how to do this. They know how to do those parts, and your part is being the rainmaker. You're the one who talks to clients and gets them excited. You're the one who creates these concepts that the client buys into and you're really excited about, okay? You don't have to do all of that, okay? Somebody else can do a lot of that work behind you. The more you spend in your rainmaker mode. That is, talking to clients, developing relationships, developing concepts, selling jobs, closing jobs, that sort of thing. The better your business is going to run, the better your bottom line. Okay? It's all about boundaries. You know? And we think about how that would work for ourselves. Sometimes it's hard to imagine, but the whole boundary piece is incredibly important all the way around. Now, to take it a little bit further, you want to take a look at what you need to eliminate, totally take out of your life in order to be there. Okay? This takes some thought, right? And we do a lot of this work here at IDBA. This is where the coaching part of IDBA. You know, we have a whole part that's about how to do things, do this. Here's step one, step two, step three, here's a template, here's a checklist. Great. Those are great. But until you shift your mindset around these pieces, until you realize that where your value lies and you're able to stand your ground, keep your shape is usually the word we use for it, then that is what's going to allow this all to happen. So what do you need to do? What do you need to eliminate in order to manage better? What do you say yes to that you really don't want to do, but you feel some kind of obligation, or, you know, she's my friend, so I say I'll do it, or, you know, they want me to be on this. Sometimes it's ego. You want me to be on this charity board. You want me to be on this committee and do this because you think I'd be really good at it. That's great. But I'm giving up my family if I do that, and I'm not willing. Okay. I've got to be really choosy about what I say yes to. You will notice that people who are very wealthy and hold their space and have a lot of time off say no to almost everything. Okay. They can't do everything for everybody. Okay. You also perhaps want to take a look at your environment in terms of the people in your life. Okay. You may need to say no to some people who are very negative, who don't support you, who say things like, oh, you're getting too big for your britches, or, you know, oh, you can't do that. You know, for me, them's fighting words. Like, watch me. I'm doing it. Right? So you want to watch out for that and realize that there are people in your life that are that way, that say that you can't do things, that you're not able, that sort of thing. You know, Uncle Joe says, oh, you can't do that. You know, you might want to look at Uncle Joe's wallet. It's probably pretty thin. Because negative people can really pull you backwards. Okay. You need to be around people who are positive and supportive as much as you can, because that's what's going to build you up. They're the ones that are going to say, absolutely, you can do that. They will share information. They will support you. They will be behind you. They got your back. It's a whole different situation. So in looking at that, you may have to eliminate some time with people who don't support your goals, who don't help you to get where you're going. And it doesn't mean that you're going to get rid of people in your family, okay, or your close friends, that kind of thing. They are who they are, right? And it's not meant in judgment, but just an observation. You need to realize for every hour you spend in negativity, you need 3 hours of positive to make up for it. And it's just the way our brains work. Okay. And I could do a whole podcast on that piece too, but I'm not here. Just know that it takes three times as much positive to make up for the negative. So be careful about how much negative you let in. TV news is one of the worst negative things around. I mean, when's the last time you watched a news program that had anything positive on it? Very little. And people getting excited and ranting and raving are even worse, because they're trying to get your emotional charge involved in their thing, right? And that will suck your energy out. Okay, so I'm not saying that you shouldn't know what's on the news, because you should. Keep an eye on it. You want to know what's going on. You want to be aware, but do not get sucked into negative news over and over again, because it'll just pull you down and you won't be able to manifest what you want. So, you know, these are choices about things that you can eliminate in your life. I would say the thing I'm eliminating this year, just my realization, how much time I spend scrolling, usually in the morning with my cup of tea. I mean, I can sit there for an hour and scroll on my phone. What do I read? Junk, nothing. All right, this is not useful time. I'm taking it out, because I would much rather have time with my family than time with a phone. So that's just kind of a silly little example. But the question becomes, What do you need to eliminate in order to have those things that you really want? Okay. So I'll give you one more of those things. Interruptions, disruptions, distraction. Distraction is huge. Speaking of phones and alarms and pings and emails and texts and that sort of thing, that's another piece that needs to get under control. We do a lot of work with time management here at IDBA too, and that is really part of it, is that you can't give up your life to that stuff. From people who want things immediately that don't really have anything to do with what you want. You know, and after you've taken care of what you want to do and what you need to do for the people who have hired you and taken care of, then you can spend some time with that. Absolutely. You know, it's not to ignore it, but it's to get it under control and not have it control you. Okay, so there's a whole bunch of ideas for you. Know that everybody's vision is different. Everybody's vision is special and unique to them because it's not just your business, it's your life too. It's both of those things, okay? And getting clear on what it is you really want is the first step to actually creating it, just like a beautiful living room, exactly like that, right? So here at Interior Design Business Academy, we're dedicated, really dedicated to making your vision, your reality, your truth, make it happen. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Interior Design Business Podcast. If you love what you're hearing each week, let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss out on clear, proven, repeatable, step-by-step recipes for attracting ideal luxury clients I share in each episode. As always, you can head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com to check out the links and resources from this episode. Till next week. Design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth.